producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on the first day of November. That's right, we're starting a new month, and it's going to be a little bit cooler as the days progress, and it almost feels like winter. But your days are going to feel a lot shorter. I mean, it's beautiful right now. I think it's the first time in a long time that I've been up to do the radio show and it's daylight outside. But I'm afraid we're going to pay for it at the end of the day with early darkness. The days of being able to work around the yard after work for an hour or two. Those days are coming to an end, and you'll be coming home when it'll be dark. So if you're able to get outside today and do some work, do it. Where I live in Maine, we're getting some rain now, as I said, and there's going to be showers off and on. So you may want to take the day and clean out your garage, get it all swept and clean and your tools put away. And if you have long-handled tools like shovels, rakes, and cultivators that have a wooden handle, the one thing that will help them to last longer for you is a product called linseed oil. And you can find that at any hardware store. It comes in a little, like a 12-ounce can. And you just put some right on the wooden handle, take a rag, and rub it in, and really give it a good coat. And the linseed oil will help to prevent the wood from drying out. And it will keep your handles more flexible. So instead of them drying out and lasting 5 or 6 years, they could last as long as 10 years. So just a little bit of linseed oil on any wooden tools that you have, and like the handles of your wheelbarrow, rub that with some linseed oil, and it will keep that from drying out, from cracking, from splintering. And you'll just extend the life of that tremendously. Now, if you have a fertilizer spreader, what I want you to do is take the hose, wash it really good, and try and get any of the fertilizer or lime products or insecticides that you've put in it that have built up a little thin layer. Wash them out. Get that all clean, because that stuff is corrosive. So you wash it out with the hose, give it a chance to air dry, and then any metal parts, especially if you've got a drop spreader, which is a rectangular spreader with, as you push it, in the bottom, there's a series of teeth that move the product through the holes. spray that wheel, and then turn it over, and the little holes on the bottom of your spreader, spray that with WD-40. It makes a tremendous difference. It will prevent rust. And you say, wow, what's a big deal? So the metal spreader rusts. Well, what happens is when you buy a bag of fertilizer for your lawn, it will say, if you're using the Espoma fertilizer, set your spreader at number 6. So each fertilizer, no matter what you buy, is going to tell you what the setting is for your spreader. If you allow it to rust, then the hole gets bigger and more fertilizer comes out. So if you buy a bag and your lawn is 5,000 square feet and your holes get bigger and bigger every year because you don't treat it with something like WD-40 and you don't wash it out, the holes will continue to get larger. And all of a sudden, that bag that's meant to cover 5,000 square feet could be covering 4,500. And all of a sudden it's 4,000 square feet, and you're saying, what's going on here? It's because your holes, due to rust, are getting larger. So wash it out, give it a chance to air dry, and then if need be, take a cloth to dry it out. And anything that moves, you want to put the WD-40 on it and coat the underside and the inside where the holes are and where the gears are with the WD-40, and will prevent it from rusting during the winter months. The other thing is any power equipment that you have, if it's a rototiller, a lawnmower, and hopefully a lot of you are pretty well done mowing by now. I gave the yard its final mowing on Friday and said, that's it, baby. I got too much to do. I cut it as short as I could. And before I put the lawnmower away, I took an old turkey baster. And I took as much of the gas out of the tank as possible, started up the lawnmower, and let it run until it was dry. And by doing that, then there's no corrosion, there's no water that builds up in your fuel line. And when I was telling somebody, I said, how can water get in the gas tank if it's sealed? And they said that what happens is during the winter, when your mower is in your tool shed or your garage with no heat, the fuel gets cold and you get a sweating effect. And from the outside in, and moisture will build up in your fuel line and you'll get some corrosion, and it could be difficult to start next spring. So empty the tank if possible. Now, if you've got a big sit-down and you've got a big tank, then buy some gas treatment. And what you're going to do is you're going to fill the big tank of your sit-down mower, if you can't empty it, right to the top with a treated gas. And you can buy a gas treatment at any auto parts store. And I would suggest that if you do have a snow blower, that you buy some for the fuel that you use on your snow blower for the winter. It again prevents water buildup, and it will make it work a lot better. So once you've emptied your rototiller and your lawnmower and filled the others that hold a lot of gas, and you put them away, bring out your snowblower and start it. And if you've got problems with it, now is the time to get it fixed before the snow arrives. And who knows? I remember a Halloween just 4 or 5 years ago where we had snow on the ground in parts of Connecticut, New York, Western Massachusetts had like a foot of snow. So it's very, very possible that it could come any time. Remember, the Farmer's Almanac, they're not always right, but they predicted last year's winter, and they're calling for something very similar this year. Now, we were lucky last winter. We did get a lot of snow, and the bulk of that snow was like powder. So it drifted, and you had very little damage to the trees around you. So there wasn't a lot of power outages. But we're due for some heavy, wet snow. So you want to start working on the plants that could break. And we'll talk about that after these messages, but there are things that you need to do, plants that you need to prepare. And if you need some help, the number here is 855-660-4261. If you plant the new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you're up and you're awake due to the time change and you didn't take advantage of that extra hour and you're listening to the program this morning with a fresh cup of coffee, call us. It's going to be a nice quiet day. We'll get to a lot of calls. And the number to call is 855-660-4261. So call. Patrick will answer the phone. He's working with me today, and we'll answer all of your gardening questions. Okay? Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
It's nice to work with you again.
Well, likewise.
Are you ready to do a little bit of gardening?
I am ready, and so is Joe in Winthrop, and he has a couple questions. He's asking about wood ash from pellet stone, and is it too late to transplant?
Good questions. Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
I
know ashes is good for the garden, for the line, but I was wondering about wood pellet stoves. Do they have any kind of chemical in there that would be bad for the garden?
No. Actually, the way that they make the wood pellets, I was amazed. They basically take sawdust and they force it through a series of small holes under pressure, and it squeezes it and forms this wood pellet. There's no additives put together, and all of that wood ash, when you clean out your stove on a weekly basis, put it in a metal bucket, never plastic, because you may get some hot cinders, and a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash is equivalent to a 50-pound bag of lime. And the difference is, if you put a 50-pound bag of the old-fashioned white powdered lime on your lawn and in your garden, it's going to take 6 to 9 months to work. If you take a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash, and it will cover 1,000 square feet, just like the 50-pound bag of old-fashioned lime. It will change the acidity of the soil in a month. So a month versus 6 to 9 months. So save all that wood ash. Put it in your gardens. Put it on your lawn, especially where you have moss. And I have a lot of friends that use wood pellets. And even corn, the ash, if you have a corn burning stove. And what they do is they'll walk around their property and make a mental note of where the moss is. And even in the middle of winter, when you clean out that stove, just take a walk out in the yard, throw it right on top of the snow, and as the snow melts, it will get down to the moss. And when I lived in Massachusetts, our first home, I would say we had a third of the lawn was moss because we had oaks and pines. And we had a wood stove. And every time I cleaned it, I did that. And in the 3-year period of doing it, there was no moss on my property. The grass came in thicker. The gardens grew better. And you can also use some of this ash from your pellet or wood stove to put around some of your broadleaf evergreens. Not every year, but like every 2 or 3 years, if you have plants like rhododendron, azalea, mountain laurel, and they're not blooming. Sometimes your soil gets so acidic that the chemistry of the soil will grab a hold of the fertilizer and not release it. So you add lime products, wood ash, it changes the pH of the soil, and the fertilizer that is tied up in the soil is released. Your plants use it, your lawns grow better, your flowering shrubs produce more blossoms. Now we're coming up on a break. I want you to stay right where you are, and when we come back, we'll answer the other questions for you. But wood ash is wonderful, and use it in your vegetable garden. And again, a 5-gallon bucket will do 1,000 square feet. So be careful not to overuse it.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our number, 855-660-4261. You talk with Patrick, he'll get you set up, and we'll answer your question. We're talking with Joe. Joe, what was your second question?
My question is, I want to rearrange my garden, and I'm just wondering if I can transplant plants now, or do I have to wait until the spring?
How long have they been?
They've been there 2 years, but I live near the ocean, and we're quite influenced by the ocean temperatures.
Okay. If you live by the ocean, then I would say wait until spring. The reason is when you live by the ocean, you're getting salt spray as far as like a half a mile inland. You're getting more wind.
And if you cut the roots, which you're going to move it, the plant will not have enough time to get reestablished before winter arrives. And you could have some dieback, some dehydration of the plant. So I would wait until late March, April, and at that point move them. But I wouldn't try and move established plants. If it's a nursery plant that's in a pot or in a burlap covering, I would say okay. But to dig a plant and to cut the roots, you may not have enough time. This weather's been crazy, and we don't know when winter's going to start, but it could surprise us. So hold off until next year.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend. And don't eat all the kids' candy.
I'll try not to.
Okay, bye-bye now. Daniel, who's up next? I'm sorry, Patrick.
No worries. We have Fun in Tennessee, and he's asking about creep myrtle.
Okay, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me what you want to do with your crepe myrtle.
Oh, why you do it? Paul, it's good. An honor to talk to you, man.
Oh, my pleasure.
Look, I was going to ask you about the crepe myrtle, but allow me to say a few things. First of all, man, your music is the best, weirdest music I have heard in my life. Man, what is this? I don't know how you came up with that, but you know you talking about. And another thing I was going to say is, man, that Cuba, after you was talking about, man, I know I can't afford it. Boy, if I was about 5 or 6 years old, I'd be begging you like a kid. I want to go with you. But, man, that trip sounds wonderful, man. Another thing, too, before I get to my crazy real thing, you probably won't confess, but, boy, I bet you know you can grow that good though.
Yeah, crepe myrtle is a wonderful summer flowering plant in Tennessee. My son lives in Florida, and he has crepe myrtle. And I'll tell you something. I had a real big surprise. You know, I live in Maine, and crepe myrtle doesn't live in Maine. It won't take the winter. But this past year, my son took his crepe myrtle that were probably, 10, 12 feet. And he cut it in half. And I said, oh, my God, Matthew, what did you do? And he said, well, I've been cutting it back by a third, and it responded pretty good. But somebody told me to really whack it back hard. And he sent me pictures of the crepe myrtle. And that plant doubled in size and had the biggest blossoms I have ever seen. Some of the blossoms were a foot long, this beautiful cone. And he has pinks and whites and red. And he said, Dad, that's what you got to do. And until you can build the stems or the trunk. And once you get a nice big trunk, every year you cut a little bit less, you're going to get more branches. But the size of the flowers were incredible. So try to... Now, the time to prune your crepe myrtle is going to be during January, February.
Wow.
Okay, so it's something that you prune during the late winter. Tennessee is a little bit different than Florida. But in February, get out there and take those loppers and say, I'm doing this for your own good, and whack them back, create a nice shape, and then feed them. And you can, if you use organic fertilizers, and there's one called Plant Tone. And the reason I want you to use plant tone is it will continuously feed your crepe myrtle for 4 months. Mm. If you buy 10-10-10, it is cheaper, but it will feed your crepe myrtle for 30 days, and then it's gone. So something organic like plant tone in your local garden center, feed and grain store should carry it.
All right. Another thing too, Paul. Let me give a little small tip. A lot of people might know this, and they might not. I taught my own self this. It's about bagging leaves. And when you bag leaves, you get to a bag, but you get a piece of cardboard the same length as the bag, and make sure the circumference comes around enough to double up, like double a little bit, and overlap. And then you just get a hold of the bag up for your own, and all you gotta do is just throw the leaf in, then you get inside there and soak it down, pack it tight as you want to, and it just snaps right up, and you bail that up and carry it out to the street. And, one more other thing, Paul, the way you talk about all this stuff at your house, man, it seems like your house is like a museum or a fair. Man, it just would be so interesting. Man, you don't forget more about gardening than the average person seems like gonna ever know.
Well, it's something that I grew up and always loved the garden. And my parents told me a story. They said the day that I was born, my mother was in the garden picking peas. And my dad had gone to run a couple of errands. He came back home, and my mom was waiting at the door with a suitcase. And he said, "I thought you were picking peas." She said, "I was, but I think it's time you take me to the hospital." And she took my mom to the hospital, and I was delivered 2 hours later. And my dad went home, and he cooked some of the peas that my mother picked that morning, brought it to the hospital, and she ate them, and she was thrilled.
Man, what a wonderful story. Well, anyway, Paul, man, y'all enjoy that trip to Cuba. And, man, remember that I always look forward to it. I love people who know stuff. And, man, you knowledgeable, man. And sometimes your knowledge almost sounds like you're a comedian. I'd be laughing.
I thank you so much, and I promise you when we come back that I will put up in our newsletter a lot of pictures of what we see in Cuba. We have quite a few people that have signed up for the trip. We have more room available. And it's not just a regular vacation. It's an educational trip. When they were telling me about it, it's a chance for you to see how they grow coffee and how they harvest it and how they roast it. It's a chance for you to see how they grow tobacco and how they make cigars, because the inside of the cigar is not like the outside. It's two different animals. And we're going to a huge orchid production nursery. We're going to a totally organic farm, and that I'm really interested because I want to find out what they're using organically to control insects, to control diseases, weeds, and so forth. And then I can pass this information on to you. So
we gonna appreciate that, man. And the thing, well, if I was with y'all, I'd still be asking that garden. Hey, man, show up where that good dope at, bro.
Well, I will tell you what, you're going to be in my head, and I'll take a bunch of pictures, put them on the newsletter, so that you can see what I'm going to see using my eyes for you. How's that?
Man, that's wonderful. I love you forever, bro. You're a good man, man.
Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Thank you. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And if you've got a gardening question, don't be scared to call. It's just you and me, and it could save you a lot of money. And if you've had the same problem year after year after year, then ask about it, and I'll do my very best to help you out so that you don't have that problem, and we can avoid it in the future. So that's the whole purpose of the program, is to take my knowledge, pass it on to you, and that way you'll have more fun, you'll enjoy the garden. I mean, working the garden is a lot of work. Pulling weeds and everything else, it's a lot of work. But if you know what you're doing and you're willing to try new crops, I try something new in my vegetable garden every single year. And the first year, normally it doesn't come up to my expectation. And then I do the research and I find out. And a good example, a few years ago, I bought some sweet potatoes. I love sweet potatoes. Planted them in my garden. And it's not like growing your traditional white potatoes or yellow potatoes that you eat on a daily basis. If you live further south, then you eat more sweet potatoes than you do the white potatoes. So I planted them in my garden according to the direction, and it becomes a vine, and it starts to run all over the garden. And I say to myself, I'm going to have sweet potatoes enough for the whole winter. But what happens is, as the sweet potato begins to run on the ground, it roots. Then it'll continue to run, and then it'll root again. And I walked in the garden, and I felt the vine. I went, oh, there's another bunch starting here, and another bunch starting there. And I said, I'm going to have a ton. Well, what happened was, you have to go in the garden every week, and where it roots to the ground, pull it so that it does not root. Otherwise, you have a ton of potatoes that are the size of your fingers. They're almost like carrots. That way, all the energy goes where you put them, and they're huge. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Patrick, who's up next?
Up next, we have Diane in New Hampshire, and she's asking about raised beds.
Okay. Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What are your questions about a raised bed?
Patrick, who's up next?
Diane? Okay. Do we have somebody to replace Diane?
Yep, we have Sandy in Maine, and she is asking about dividing her irises.
Okay. Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I don't know what to do. I have had some irises that my mom gave me before she died in 03, and they've really bloomed beautifully, but this year even though the plants were healthy, they didn't bloom at all, hardly, probably about 10%. And I know that they're very crowded. The problem is I don't have another garden prepared for them because I live in the woods, so it takes a lot of time to prepare a garden space for them. But I don't know what to do.
Okay. What you've got to do is this. When you got the plant from your mom, you set it in your garden. The plant bloomed. And at the end of the blooming cycle, the mother plant, the original that you put in there, made two babies, one on each side of her. And that little tuber got bigger and bigger and bigger because mom was dying. And she took all of her energy and transferred it to the two babies on each side of her. And then they came into bloom, but mom was still there, but she had died back. And then the following year, the two that bloomed each had two babies. And they transferred it to their babies, so now you had four bulbs. And each year, it keeps doubling. So what happens is the older bulbs that are no longer active, no longer producing, if you don't clean your perennial bed and remove those, some of them will begin to rot. It will attract an insect called a borer that resembles a grub that you may find in your garden. And the grub will eat the remains of mom, kind of cleaning it up. But sometimes they'll actually eat into healthy tissue. So every 3 years, you dig up your entire clump of iris. You take all of the new pieces, dispose of all the old pieces, replant them in the same space, and now you're going to have nice, healthy, productive, flowering iris, and they'll do very, very well for you. Now, sometimes you just have too many. So what you do is you have a friend, a neighbor who likes gardening, and you say, have I got a deal for you? My iris have just multiplied so much. I know that you like iris. How would you like some of mine? And you share with them. And then you say to them, you know, I really like in the spring to get some of that black-eyed Susan in your garden. And they'll give you some black-eyed Susan so that you can swap plants and still not have to build a new garden and give some away. And you'll have a ball. You'll make a new friend. And you'll learn how they do things and how you do things. But iris is a plant that doubles every year. But unfortunately, the plant that was there dies back. And you've got to clean it. So dig up the whole clump. Break off all the good pieces. Cut them. Clean them. Dispose of everything else. You can throw it in your compost pile. And then replant them. And remember, iris want to be planted shallow. Use some compost. And I would use a product like either a bulb food at the time of planting, but stay away from bone meal. Bone meal gives you a scent. And it will attract rodents. It will attract the neighbor's dog and mice and chipmunks, and they'll rip the garden apart.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.